rest of the story. It was for his daughter, Edwin said. She, Amy, had attended the best private schools, was presently pursuing a college education at Columbia, but the resources to finance that education had dwindled, so Edwin had taken the little that was left, had invested it in a mining enterprise. It seemed a sure thing. He had investigated the character of his prospective partners and the potential of the mine itself. It was a gypsum mine in the mountains near what's now Hoover Dam. If Edwin's investment paid off, Amy's future would be secure. So he plopped down $20,000 on the table, he crossed his fingers, and this is the rest of the story. It was early in 1922 that Edwin and daughter Amy took a train to Las Vegas and a pickup truck the remaining 26 miles to visit their money. The progress was impressive. Partner Peter Barnes had already extracted huge amounts of gypsum, was just now trucking it out. But there was a problem. The mine laborers, Native Americans, had refused to work that day. They insisted that rain was coming, the kind of winter rain that makes for treacherous flash flooding. Barnes was furious. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. So he and investor, Edwin and Edwin's daughter Amy, took shovels, and they fed the conveyor, and they loaded the gypsum. And then a cloud did appear over the mountains in the west. Oh, it was nothing, Peter said, so they continued working. Then came the report, rain in the higher elevations. Peter Barnes turned pale. His workers were gone. It was just he and the tenderfoot visitors in camp. It was time to get in the trucks now and clear out. Now, he barked. And suddenly the sky let loose. Amy and her daddy were in the lead truck. Peter was close behind in a heavily loaded one. They were approaching the gorge. A rickety bridge led across the gorge. Amy and Edwin had just cleared it when they looked back to see the wall of water rumbling down the crevasse, and Peter Barnes still on the old bridge. And in an instant, he and the truckload of gypsum and all of the dreams they represented were gone. They found Peter's body later, a ways down in the flooded gulch. The mine also was engulfed. No part of Edwin's investment was recoverable. So Amy had to say goodbye to Columbia University and to all of the opportunities that a college education might have rendered. But then she did something else. And she did something big. For once upon a time, the Grim Reaper missed a 23-year-old woman by a truck length. And even though he caught up with her half a world away, by then she had soared into the record books and onto the pages of history to write her name indelibly across the sky. You never knew the man who rolled the dice with his daughter's education and lost. The Kansas businessman named Edwin Earhart. Edwin Earhart. But you've always known his skybound flyer daughter, Amelia Earhart. And now you know the rest of the story.